Hello, everybody, and welcome to JustVocabulary.com. Coming to you from a very sunny Cape Town. We've been away for 2 weeks, but we're back. And this is episode number 542. And in today's episode, we'll introduce the words
penchant
and
intrepid.
Okay, penchant and intrepid. Let's start with our first word, penchant. John's penchant for taking clients to expensive restaurants is costing our company too much money.
Penchant.
Mark has a penchant for showing up late to meetings, but I don't think he realizes how inconsiderate that is.
Penchant.
Lisa has a penchant for drinking too much wine and acting silly at parties.
Penchant.
Penchant is spelled P-E-N-C-H-A-N-T.
Penchant.
What does it mean? Penchant is a noun, and it refers to a strong or habitual liking for something or a tendency to do something. Penchant is often used to refer to habits. It comes from the French word pencher, which means to incline. So John's penchant for taking clients to expensive restaurants can be translated as John's inclination for taking clients to expensive restaurants. If you have a penchant for small dogs, that means you're fond or you prefer small dogs. You have a liking for small dogs. The word penchant is always followed by the word for. John's penchant for taking clients to expensive restaurants. Lisa's penchant for drinking too much wine. Frank's penchant for showing up late to meetings. Okay, some synonyms. A liking, fondness, inclination, or tendency. And some antonyms. Disinclination or dislike. Great stuff. Let's move on to our next word.
Intrepid.
After the market crash, only a handful of intrepid investors put money in tech stocks.
Intrepid.
Lisa is an intrepid journalist who often reported from deep in the war zone and never seemed afraid for her life.
Intrepid.
Our intrepid leader inspired us to forge ahead.
Intrepid.
The adjective intrepid is spelled I-N-T-R-E-P-I-D.
Intrepid.
What does it mean? Intrepid means extremely brave and showing no fear of dangerous situations. It means you're not vulnerable to fear or intimidation. You might have heard of the related word trepidation. And trepidation means fear or apprehension. When you add the negative prefix IN, in, which means not, to trepid, intrepid means having no trepidation. So if you're described as intrepid, that means you're fearless, you're unafraid, undaunted, or unflinching. You're brave, bold, and courageous. Okay, so you're definitely not fearful, you're not timid, and you're not a coward. Okay, and that's it for today's episode. I would like to thank you for listening. You can email me at info@justvocabulary.com. We have updated our website with new features. For instance, we have added live chat. So come to justvocabulary.com and check it out.
ting li ke tang ting class.com